This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, next segment, I'm getting into how Trump has delivered in royal flush spades on the key priorities to save this country. He said goals that are psychological for the public to reclaim their identity. He said physical and financial goals for the strategic defense and offensive operations of this country. And he's getting very good advice on many fronts. He's having trouble getting his domestic agenda implemented because of cowardice and idiocy and people being a bunch of scum and losers. We're going to talk about the next segment, but it doesn't matter. What he's promoting in the iconography is total victory. And that is the rest of the story. That's coming up next segment. We'll open the phones up after that. Mark Dice is going to be popping in. This China situation is so big and so dangerous and so incredible that I really am having trouble coming up with words to describe it. I mean, if you look at the job the globalists did on us, selling the country out to mainly the Chi-Coms, they were the ones that were meant to break us in the end and to take over Japan and the Koreas and Vietnam and everything. But they're running into a brick wall. And there were traitors in our government, obviously the Clintons chief amongst them, the Bushes, a close second, who helped set this up. And now you read the Pentagon and you read the war colleges, it has nothing to do with Russia. Everyone knows they've cut their defense spending, they're in a defensive situation. There are certain elements trying to start a war from them, with them, a regional conflict to draw us off of China. And China's funding Iran and Pakistan and others trying to do that. That's why we've got to move very, very quickly. But make no mistake, what Trump's doing is in the interest of humanity, the interest of America, and the interest of the poor people living in China and others. And everybody should be praying for President Trump instead of getting on the bandwagon to bash him and put him down and separate themselves from him because he's the man in the arena. China has ignored Trump's tweet on Iran, says business there will continue, even though they're in agreements with us, and if we put sanctions in, they will not, they'll be part of it. So this is all heating up, and reportedly the head of this big telecom got arrested for deals in Iran that they violated U.S. trade laws by using money out of the U.S. to go there. It's all just a message to the Chinese. We'll grab you. And the Chinese are already shooting at our ships, already running their mouths. They're going to end up just like Hitler and just like the Japanese. You watch. If they want that, if they think that there was just traitors in our government, there weren't. There were traitors, but they were allowed to operate by other people so that we'd know exactly who all the traitors were when this went down. Think we're going to leave a bunch of traitors in the government when we literally garrot you commies? So you're about to get it, China. Everybody better decide which side they're on right now. That's why all these globalists are so scared of Trump. Well, they have London Guardian reports saying if the world gets destroyed, blame Alex Jones. He got Trump elected. No, this audience did. And you know what? Trump's for real. So all you wimps who wanted to run the white flag up to the Chi-Coms and piss all over yourselves, we gave China and all these other groups a lot of chances. We gave the Clintons chances. And we get the Democrats' chances and all the traitors' chances. Chances are over. And it doesn't matter what you do to InfoWars, it's going to go forward. It's over. It's over. All Chinese agents are about to get arrested. Every one of you. reportedly that woman was carrying a database of their operatives. We already have the database. We want to have it from her.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Tonight, an unprecedented arrest escalating Trump's trade war to a whole new level. One of China's most important business leaders arrested in Canada. She is the CFO of tech giant Huawei, one of China's marquee companies. Huawei makes more cell phones than Apple. Revenues this year are set to top Boeing's. A source telling CNN the view among some officials is she could be used as leverage with China in trade talks. And, of course, the expectation is she'll be extradited to the United States. Out front now, Peter Navarro, assistant to the president for trade and manufacturing policy. Okay, Peter, this threw everything into disarray today. It shocked everybody. What is going on here?
It's pretty simple. The two issues are totally separate, the trade negotiations and this arrest. Justice Department acts on an independent track. The coincidence of the arrest happening in the same time frame was just that. And what we need to do on the negotiation side is just proceed from the dinner that we had in Argentina over the next 90 days to see if China can come to an accommodation with the bad behavior they engage in across a wide range of things. And meanwhile, that the Justice Department will do what it needs to do.
But can I just ask you a question? Sure. on this? I mean, if that's really what happened, the Justice Department did it, are you saying they didn't tell the president he had no idea?
Aaron, I was at the dinner with President Xi and President Trump. This was an amazing thing, two presidents there. I was also an active participant in several meetings we had with the president leading up to that dinner. We had discussions with the team, Steve Mnuchin, Larry Kudlow, John Bolton, Secretary Pompeo, of course, Ambassador Lighthizer. This issue never came up. The president was unaware of it. Going into that dinner, as were all members of the team. And look, I think what's interesting to observe here is that the fact of the matter is, the reason why we're having such trouble with China is they do stuff like this all the time. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they force technology transfer. So on any given day, there have been actions taken against China over the course of the administration.
Okay. But let me just ask you, because...
Okay, then she goes on to basically criticize the president inside of the CHICOMs as a traitor would. Well, let's explain. There were 500 million plus people there when the leftist arm of the CIA in 1949 put Mao Zedong into power. This is all declassified now. I remember reading about it from the John Birch Society. Was saying this in the 60s, but now it's all declassified. The John Birch Society got founded because they were aware of all this going on from John Birch, who was an army officer who got tortured to death over there because he wouldn't go along with it. And so they used China as this base to commit criminal activity to move U.S. jobs overseas and then work with the Chinese Communist Party that basically the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and others set up. And David Rockefeller wrote New York Times op-eds admitting all this. He wrote books admitting it. You can just type in David Rockefeller praises Mao Zedong and then click images on Google and you'll get the New York Times article. So what I'm telling you is a fact. And now, again, 50 years ago, 99% of the country didn't have running water or toilets. Now they've got more cities, more systems than we do. because the power was all transferred to them. Not the people of China, but the authoritarians. And now you've got this second biggest cell phone telecom in the world who plan to put in a nationwide 5G program. Obama was bringing it in with them. They were going to use U.S. taxpayer money to pay for part of it. Trump just killed it. And you've got Huawei, the second biggest cell phone company in the world. Apple's the third largest. And they moved to China and become state-run. And so now they are coming out and saying, this is an act of war. We'll come after you. We'll do all this to you if you don't stop what you're doing. And the media is spinning it. Oh, they busted her because she was using U.S. money, violating U.S. law that she's agreed to give money to Iran to get around the sanctions. And that is part of it. They've got her on that front. She's the number two person, largest, most successful company in China. This is China's biggest, most successful state-controlled company. Her father is in the top three or four people in the Communist Party. Some say he's more powerful than the dictator that Trump just met with. And so, yeah, it's more than a shot across the bow. It's like you keep having your ships in the South China Sea in waters that have never been disputed for the last 5 years, shooting at our ships. You've got drones crashing into our ships. You're disappearing people. You're attacking U.S. embassies with microwave guns. You've been killing our assets in your country. We haven't been killing yours. And so now the gloves are off. Trump's not going to sit there and kill low-level people. He's not going to arrest low-level people. He's telling China, we just grabbed your corrupt daughter who heads up your biggest company, and we've got our computers, and we're downloading everything off of them, because I guarantee you, they've been so arrogant thinking this country is a bunch of wimps that she's got all the material on her computer. Believe me, they wouldn't have grabbed her if they didn't already know it. They'd already scanned her computer remotely. They already knew full well what she had. They want the custody of it. They want the proof, because let me tell you what she's got. She's got the Office of Personnel Management hack that Obama gave her. And she's got everything else in there. She's got all those different codes. And she's over there with her other executives because they're not transferring that stuff over the internet. They are delivering it computer to computer. And she's there setting up their military operations against America. And their modern military operations are digital and they're financial. And they've got the chief of staff for Dianne Feinstein being a communist Chinese agent. And half the other Democrats, you'll notice, will have a former Chinese nationalist with intelligence ties as either their chief driver, assistant, or even chief of staff. Because that the Chinese say, we own you, we will be in the Senate computers, you get our money through U.S. front companies, you and your husband, she's gotten over $1 billion from China, her husband has, on record, over $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money as well, and biotech her husband's gotten. She is a monster, total enemy of this country. And under the Clintons and everybody, this just became normal. Clinton would have Chinese generals. Bill Clinton, you can pull this up on C-SPAN. Type in C-SPAN Chinese generals visit the White House. And they're in there with bags of briefcases. Each one had to carry a big double briefcase, you know, the big ones, in with $100 bills to Bill Clinton. He's like, this is absolutely fantastic. You want to have the separation system to get an ICBM into orbit properly, and you want the MIRV reentry device technology, and let me get that straight again. You want from Laurel and Hughes. You want the reentry guidance systems. Listen, I can't give you past the 1980s, but how about I give you the MX missile plans? That sound good for you? Oh, you only want $5 million? Of course, I'm a traitor. I hate this country. I was green. Oh, listen, we helped set you guys up. We're giving everything to you. You think you're buying me off. It's part of the plan, brother. I'm going to be retiring over there. These are conversations in the room on record. They're like, oh, they cannot believe that they were actually given all the power and given all the industry and given all the jobs. But David Rockefeller and others set the deal up for the one-child policy, all of it. All China had to do was sell out America and sell out their own people, and they would be given all the power, and they have been. And now, think about it, Trump is coming in and just absolutely rolling it all up. And that's why the Democrats are so scared. That's why they're all freaking out. That's why they don't know what to do. That's why they're crapping their britches. That's why it's getting so serious, because they have committed such crimes. So they're all scared. Trump's coming in. He knows China is totally, you know, taking us over. What do? Well, we're foreign traders. We're globals. We hate America. Let's just say he's a Russian agent. The public will buy that? Won't matter. We'll just say that over and over again. And that's now what's really happening. Okay, I said again to Tucker Carlson, because he's come out and he's taken Trump to the woodshed here. He said Trump hasn't kept any of his promises. I don't know what planet Tucker's living on, but about to take him to the woodshed.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been argued that things like the Vatican, things like Israel, get set up by religions or organizations or groups so that people can commit crimes in one country or one area and then run back to those areas. Well, with the case of communist China, corrupt globalists in our country, the Rockefellers and others on record, helped set up modern communist China, put Mao into power, so that they could have a place with no human rights, no industrial cleanliness, no regulations, to go in and take a group of smart, hardworking people, industrialize them, and then use them to take over the planet. And that's now been done. And it's been done by selling out our nation. And I've just spent most of the show on this, because it's such a big deal, that Trump has arrested the number two executive at China's biggest company, this telecom giant with 5G, second biggest smartphone maker, who's been banned from Australia to India, from Japan to the United States on U.S. military bases, but many countries ban it, period, because they've been caught putting spy chips on them. Remember the big Bloomberg investigative report a couple months ago? You heard about it here years ago, but you know, we're next year's news today. Little chips that then grab your wireless code, everything, and then back channel, dial in like a modem, back to Chi-Com headquarters with all your personal data. But see, here's the big issue. I haven't hit yet. If Apple moved there earlier this year to be tax exempt and gave their Apple code keys to the government and admitted, well, that's part of being state run here to be tax exempt, then they're a bigger threat than Huawei. And that's what scared Tim Cook so much 4 months ago when he called for me to be banned and all the other CEOs got in line. But see, Tim, we're still on hundreds of AM and FM stations and hundreds of TV stations and still have Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But something even more important, we have this great audience of men and women and young people, black, white, old, young, Asian, Christian, Falun Gong, Buddhists that are upset. They're huge supporters because they've been imprisoned and killed. Their families have. Supporting Infowars by something called people power, word of mouth. And they're taking action. So I wanted to just recap that because this is so epic and China's calling it an act of war and there could be huge repercussions. But at some point, you've got to stop letting them push and push and push and push and push. That's what's happening now. It's called pushback. And I wanted to hit that first as one of Trump's biggest accomplishments. He said, I'll stand up to China doing one-sided trade deals where they have multi-100% tariffs on us, and we have no tariff on them. They do it through taxes. They do it through currency. They do it through actual tariffs. And he said, you know, Canada has got a 280% tariff on dairy, just to name one of many. We'll just do that to them. And Trump did it. And suddenly thousands of factories came back because now we were open for business again. So the private Federal Reserve came in and tried to block all that. And then in comes Tucker Carlson, one of the smartest people out there, definitely the smartest on cable news. And he does this big interview with a German newspaper, Die Welt Woke, if I'm saying it right. Tucker, Trump hasn't kept any of his chief promises. This horrendous system wasn't created overnight, and it can't be fixed overnight. So I think what he's saying is, in a backhanded support, I read the article, You're not going to be able to defeat this overnight. But Trump's from the outside, so he doesn't even know how to deal with it. That's actually a good thing. But where Tucker's really wrong is he says Trump hasn't gotten anything done he said he would. And he lists defund Planned Parenthood, repeal Obamacare, and build a wall. Now, those are things that Trump said that he would support. But the Republicans are wimps. They're sold out. They're cowards. So a bunch of them, 40-plus, have stepped down. We're getting some Freedom Caucus folks in. They get attacked with guns, and people try to kill them. But we're moving forward. But I get trying to put heat on the president to do more, but the president's already done so much. But let's talk about what the president's actually done. Where he has the executive power to do it, he said he'd pull out of the TPP that was written to totally sell out the U.S. and transfer our power. He did it. He said he would appoint conservative judges to the Supreme Court. Wow, two of them in the first 2 years, and fought like hell to do it. He also made populism and nationalism good again and gave us faith in ourselves, or at least said it was okay to like America and to love the flag and to believe in what our country stood for. And then he got trillions into the stock market and over $1 trillion in new jobs and the fastest growing blue-collar and middle-class paychecks. You know, there's an article by Washington Examiner that's one of the shorter list. Let me read the headline here. It's only 289 accomplishments. Because when I'm reading this, which I've read the whole thing again today, it gives me a headache because my brain starts working overtime. It's way more than this. But you go through it, everything he had executive power over, he's done or tried to do, and then his own people brag, oh, well, we just ignore it when he says he's going to sign an executive order. We just throw it away. He's talking about treason. So economic growth, never said it would hit 3%, went way above 4.2. Federal Reserve came in to block it. And there's a huge list of those. VA wages got cut. Veteran unemployment got cut. Black unemployment, lowest level. It just goes on and on. American optimism went way up. American income went way up. Deregulation, written by globalists, UN regulations, all got cut. Small businesses, record growth. Tax cuts for the poor and middle class. Let me tell you, they see me as wealthy. My taxes went up. I didn't bitch about it. He got rid of the property tax write-off because the blue states all do that as a scam to not pay taxes. Trump blew it all away. That's why. So he actually, like JFK, he raised taxes on rich people, cut it on poor people. See, we're really dealing here with a JFK type. All these different worker development programs, all the giant infrastructure preparedness, healthcare. He can't get rid of all of Obamacare, but he got rid of the mandate. Domestic infrastructure, $1.5 trillion. Combating opioids. Telling China, you execute people shipping opioids into your country. How about you execute yourself shipping in here? They're the biggest importer as a weapon. Law and order, all the things he's done there. And he said decriminalize medical marijuana, which he said he would do. Border security. They'll never pass it. Republicans won't. Democrats won't. So he put the military down there, and it's the lowest level of illegal aliens in the last 30 years in the United States, in latest numbers. On trade, again, he's standing up for us, getting better deals. Who can deny that? That's why the globalists are all pissed off. And energy, turning the coal back on, which drives down our power prices. Foreign policy, bringing back sovereignty to the U.S., doing what he said he'd do, moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Veterans Affairs, it goes on and on. So the idea, we're going to come back and talk about this, because I see Scott Bronson, let's show a shot of him for TV viewers. Scott Bronson, one of our affiliate relations guys, just popped up. He wants to talk. Can we cut to him for a minute? Scott Bronson wants to say something about this. I'm not sure what he wants to say, but this has got him hot under the collar. He's going to pop in on this on the other side. So is Tucker Carlson right? Well, we'll look at what Tucker Carlson said, and then we'll look at what's actually going on here in a moment and ask, why did Tucker not give in to BS say these things?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down? Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. So he just joined us. Tucker Carlson has come out in the big German magazine interview, and the headline is, Trump hasn't kept any of his chief promises. Now, I'm not in the cult. I'm not in the Trump cult. So Tucker Carlson's a smart guy, and I respect what he's doing. In fact, I know what he's doing. he's trying to point out that a lot of key things haven't been done, a lot of fire under the president, a lot of fire under the general public, and to point out that, as he says, this horrendous system wasn't created overnight, and it can't be fixed overnight. But then he goes on to say his chief promises were that he would build the wall, defund Planned Parenthood, and repeal Obamacare. And he hasn't done any of those things, and there's lots of reasons for that. But since I finished writing the book, I've come to believe that Trump's role is not as a conventional president who promises to get things achieved to Congress and then does. I don't think that he's capable. I don't think he's capable of sustained focus. I don't think he understands the system. I don't think Congress is on his side. I don't think he and his own agenda support him. He's not going to do that. Well, gosh almighty, we got a record economy turnaround, TPP killed. He's standing up to the Chi-Coms, getting way better trade deals. And all these other positive things are happening. It's because Trump is an outsider and never ran for office that he's so different. He said he did fire all the lobbyists. That's what threatens the system so much. So I think if you look at two Supreme Court justices that are pretty conservative compared to what Hillary would do, light years better, that's a big victory. He said he would do that. He said that was a main pillar. He said a main pillar was securing our border, and he wanted a wall as a image. But we've got the military down there, and it's record low number of illegal aliens in the country. That's a national study. He's got parts of Obamacare chopped up. He can do executively the mandate and things like that, but he's not a dictator. So I just don't think it's fair to do this. And it's kind of like Ann Coulter. You know, she's always got these flamboyant headlines about Trump's a traitor, or he's the last Republican president. And sure, it gets people to read what you're writing, but I'm always getting accused of putting up flamboyant headlines to get readers. No, I put up the headline I think's accurate. Now, he goes on to admit that Trump does ask the right questions, that Democrats don't care about working people. In fact, they hate them, and that they are robbing people, that they're corrupt and they're bad. Well, yeah, and Trump's fighting the carbon tax. He pulled out of that. I mean, there's so many things Trump has done that I just don't think is fair to say that. What you should really say is Trump's got an incredible amount of things done despite the gridlock in Congress, despite the cowardice of the Republican Party, despite the fact the public is still generally asleep. I mean, how is he supposed to do everything? If you just blame Trump, it's like you don't have arms or legs or a brain or a mouth. You're just saying he didn't do it. He didn't come from nowhere and go under all the attack and beat Hillary. He didn't lose $2 billion out of his fortune since he ran and since they boycotted him. He isn't under criminal investigation. He isn't being harassed. His family isn't harassed. It's like, what have you done for me lately? It's this hyper-decadent instant gratification culture. I go to Congress to go see what's happening, and there's no constituents at House members, doorways. There's nobody talking to senators. Oh, there's senators like some god. Oh, we sent our reporters to the border to show tens of thousands of illegal aliens trying to come across UN-funded. It's our reporters and nobody else. Fox News is maybe a mile away. And I'm not bitching, but I'm saying, take a family vacation. Let the kids go to San Diego. You go down and videotape what's happening on the border. You might catch something nobody else does. And just get in the act of putting it on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. Get in the act of starting your own local news site. What does BuzzFeed and George Soros want? They want local news reporting itself shut down. They're blaming the yellow emergency jacket movement that spread all over Europe on the fact that locals can communicate, period. If you want to talk about where President Trump's failed in picking what he wants to focus on, he's done a great job trying to turn the economy on, thinking that people would see that they've been under bad management and that he was for them. Part of that they saw, part of it they didn't. He gets standing up to China, who's absolutely dominating and taking over because they bought off our government. He sees that as central. He's right. And boy, they just arrested the head of the biggest Chinese state-run company basically for espionage against this nation. And our own corporate media is against him for that. But if you want to talk about where he's failed, he promised to appoint a commission to expose vaccines and all the damage they're causing, the autoimmune responses, due to his own son, Barron. He didn't do it. And he has not, he's spoken about it, but he's not done enough yet on antitrust and lying to Congress, big tech, about censorship of nationalist Christians, conservatives, and patriot supporters. He said he'd get out of Afghanistan, and then now they understand it's about blocking China moving into Afghanistan, so we haven't. He failed us on that. I follow all the real issues, but compared to a Hillary Clinton, it's night and day, and Trump's trying as hard as he can to deliver on what he said he would do. And so this process of getting pissed off and thinking he's betrayed us, it's not accurate. It'll gain you brownie points with the mainstream media. And then they'll go read Tucker Carlson's full interview where he actually indicts the Democrats for hating America and hating the middle class and creating the crisis. I get why Carlson did it, was to make himself look non-biased. But I think overall it was probably quoted out of context as well and just goes too far over the other side. But that isn't really what matters. It's about us looking in the mirror and asking what we've done to restore this republic, to restore our own futures, to stand up, to be involved. And it's about recognizing that the Democrats are totally gone, the Republicans are a bunch of blue blood scum, and we've begun the process with the Freedom Caucus and others of getting real Republicans elected that will vote with the president, and that's happening. That's why the Democrats have had to resort to fraud. Now, I know one of our affiliate relations guys who does a great job, Scott Bronson, wanted to pop in and give his take on this. I don't know what his take is yet exactly, but he's always making good points to me in the hallways. Scott, you wanted to come on air and talk about this. Give us your take.
Yeah, I believe that that Tucker has just put the blame on the wrong party. I think it's the Republicans. The Republicans are to blame for this. It's not Trump. The Republicans are losers. They are losers. And losers lose. They controlled the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. They could have did whatever they want, and they sat and they went for the tool of the loser, compromise. I want to compromise. We need to come up with a deal. There is no deal that can be made if you think you are right. You either believe in the Second Amendment, and people can own guns and all the stuff that comes with that, or you don't. You either believe in free speech, and people are allowed to say everything that they want, or you don't. There's no compromise on those things. You either believe that you need to defund Planned Parenthood and you take the steps to do that, or you don't. And it's not Trump that hasn't done that. It's our elected Republicans.
That's right. He went and marched repeatedly, and so did Pence, with the pro-life demonstrations, something Reagan wouldn't even do. Exactly. He has attempted everything he said he would do and gotten so much done. That's why I don't want to say it's obscene, because I respect Tucker Carlson, but, I mean, it really is to sit back and say that he's done none of his main tenets. What about TPP? What about trying to defend the border? What about getting good Supreme Court justices put in? What about getting jobs to come back? What about turning the economy back on? He's done it all, and now he's being counter-offensed by the Federal Reserve. Why didn't Tucker Carlson talk about the Federal Reserve? And I'm not telling Tucker what to do. I'm not even mad at Tucker. It's good for debate. I think Tucker just wants to spur debate.
I don't know what he wants to do, but I think he's putting the blame at the wrong people. There's two types of people out there now. You have the Republicans and then the Republicans. The Republicans keep telling us, oh, we can't repeal Obamacare. So then Trump took the step that he could. He took away the single payer, to the part where we have to pay if
mandate.
We don't have, yeah, the mandate. So he took that away. That's what he could do. It's on them to make the laws. It's not the president's job to make laws.
Well, Tucker makes that point that, well, he isn't from the swamp, don't know how to deal with it. Well, that's the reason he's gotten anything done. Because you're right, the whole swamp is a bunch of glad-handing fake lawyers.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do.
Mark Dice is coming up the third hour live. Only place you get Mark Dice live is InfoWars. Does a better job live. He does those viral videos. Look, here is the bottom line, as they say. Our country had half the world's wealth in 1955, with 4% of the world's population. We had more money than 96% of people. That means real assets. Because we had a middle class. That's what produces wealth. But the left teaches us having wealth made somebody else poor. No, that's not how it works. Real free market wealth creates more wealth like an engine. It's like alchemy. But Trump has come in trying to remind people what made us great, and he's under attack by the political establishment that sold us out. And Scott Bronson, he makes a lot of great points during the breaks, one of our fluid relations guys. I've known Scott for years, probably 10, 12 years. He's worked for another network before I hired him away. Scott, you made another good point about the Republicans. They're just a bunch of lawyers acting like they're conservatives trying to make a deal. On the Democrats, they're ideologues. They're a cult. They're the anti-America, anti-God, antichrist club. Restate what you just said during the break.
Well, I think that the Republicans are the people that people are voting for right now because they don't know what they want to do, so they're not going to mess everything up. But if you vote for the Democrats, they want a world that has no guns, no borders, and everything. You can't say what you want. So that's not a world I want to live in. But the Republicans, they rely on, the tool of the loser, compromise. They have no idea what they want to do, and they think that the things that they run on that they want to do, that if they follow through with what they say, that somehow that's going to punish them. And everybody likes people that tell the truth. So if you actually run on truth and follow through with what you're saying, people will love you. And they hide, they cowered, and they wait.
You're absolutely right when you ask, why are they coming after us? Why are the Republicans cowards? Why are they scared? It's because look at how they come after us. Look at how they demonize InfoWars. The truth is popular. The truth is great. So they censor it. They block it. They sue it. They try to shut it down because the globalists can't compete with it.
100%. And Trump has put more money in my pocket. That's a good thing. I know how to spend my money better than the government knows how to spend my money.
But beyond that, the media, the corporate media says saying America exists is evil. That American flags are bad. That's obviously an outside foreign group. Like aliens show up, they say, lower your flag, submit, you're scum, admit you're bad. I mean, this is 101. We're being taken over by people that literally, like Apple runs the worst slave factories, pays people the worst, and uses the Communist Party to kill people that try to organize. Even the Communist Party tells Apple, you're too brutal. But because Tim Cook literally goes, liberal, I'm gay, it's okay, it's sick. It's sick. It's like the left funding the Arab Spring, murdering over 1 million people, blowing up all these countries, and then the left's like, it's beautiful. No, it's not beautiful. You're sick, evil scum.
Yeah, I don't get it. They used to, me myself, I'm more of a libertarian liberal. I'm a liberal person. But I cannot go to the left because they're against freedom. They're against everything that America used to be. They're terrifying. What they want is absolutely terrifying to me. So because of that, I only have one side to go to. And now, because they've moved their line so far to the left that I could believe in everything that is used to be center, now I'm far right. Now I'm an evil person. Now I have to explain to my 12-year-old kid that you're a white guy. It's okay to be a white guy. Nobody wants to get after you and hurt you. But that's not the stuff that he sees. He sees things on the news about how white people are bad. White men are the cause of all things wrong.
And it's the corporate media that is injecting the opposite of Martin Luther King, and then we have to deal with it if we tell our kids, because my kids hear this too, and I go, no, it's not true. And they say, Daddy, are you racist? Because whites are inherently evil. And I'm like, no, I got to play a Martin Luther King clip saying everybody's good. It's what you stand for. And that makes sense to them, but that's how whacked out this globalist ideology is. Scott, keep up the great work. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right, Mark Dice is coming up. And, you know, I've covered a lot of the breaking news. There's a lot of new breaking news in the last few hours. Trump has obviously chosen a new attorney general nominee, William Barr. We're looking at that. You got Mueller set to release a bunch of his BS in the next hour. We're going to be tracking it all. We're going to have a special live broadcast this weekend on Saturday. We're going to have reporters on the ground in Paris for the white jacket demonstration that threatens to bring down the whole EU combine. So as bad as it is, a lot of good things are happening. That's all coming up. And then I've got these other articles I haven't hit yet, too. I mean, I've got an article here in the U.S., SunNewsWars.com. Teacher fired for not using the transgender student's new pronouns. It's always a new language. He goes, I'll call him by a girl's name, but I'm not going to speak this Martian Ji Wong Quang Dong Dong. They said, you're fired. And it's always more, 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 isn't it? Controlling language, telling you what to do. We are in such a cult. And then I've got some really sarcastic, sickening stuff dealing with Schwarzenegger and Bernie Sanders. I don't know which one has a stupider sounding voice. Ah, yes, do not drive cars, but I own 20 and jets. Or you've got
I'm Bernie Sanders, and you cannot have a carbon footprint or you should be arrested. But I have private jets as well, and I swindled universities for my money. Because I don't work. I steal your money.
So that's all coming up as well here today. Listen, listeners, you're awesome. I salute you. I thank you over and over again. You are too amazing for me to even describe how cool you are. But this is a little bit beyond that, because InfoWars has now become a symbol in this fight. And if they can shut us down or keep us from transmitting, they think they've won the whole game. They're going to move on to everyone else that you've now seen. Now, I've got a few tricks up my sleeve, and I haven't really played them yet. We're going to start playing some of those here in the next few months. Let's just say I'm a general that fights from the front politically. And if you'll simply not have horrible traffic and not fight horrible crowds and not get gouged on prices, and just go to InfoWarsStore.com with our secure, high-quality shopping cart and get non-GMO heirloom seeds for the spring or water filtration or air filtration, the very best systems, our great supplements, our books, our videos, our T-shirts, or optics, whatever the coolest, best-selling, highest-rated thing is, I go buy a bunch of them and sell them for a lower price. We have the 12 days of Christmas. We're now on, I think, day four of this. And we have free shipping store-wide. 50 is the lowest discount, up to 75% off. So 50 or more store-wide. Double Patriot points. Every order you get not 5 cents on the next dollar, but 10 cents on the next dollar for the next order. And it gets even more insane, which is truly insane. A free, we are all Alex Jones, don't censor me, don't tread on me, black and white T-shirt, really nice fabric, really comfortable T-shirt. You can pick your size. That's free shipping and the T-shirt. That's $10 right there on average. Well, if you're buying a tube of toothpaste that's already discounted, like colloidal silver, iodine fortified, chloride free super blue, it's for $7. You have to understand that I'm making like $3 on that, so I'm losing $10 on that. So that's how good these deals are. Everybody needs to get, we're on all Alex Jones. I said come up with a best selling t-shirt. I don't have my name on it, but it is kind of triggering and good to wear. Those shirts are going to sell out very soon, though. So every order gets one. By Monday or even earlier, there'll be one of our other new shirts that you'll see up there when you get it. You pick the size, you'll be getting that shirt. But right now, it's still this shirt. Some other great shirts as well, so never fear. 50 to 75% off, store-wide free shipping on top of that, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt. You're insane. If you don't just go do some basic shopping, do all your shopping there. Give somebody a seed bank. Get them to plant in the spring. Give somebody a water filtration system. We sold out of the Alexa Pure Pro at that loss leader price, but now they have the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, made by the same great company, 5-stage HEPA filter, ion filter, all of it. Blows away the competitors at 200-something bucks. It's 126. I've been authorized to sell it at cost as a favor to the manufacturer, who's one of our biggest supporters and a patriot. But that's going to end probably by next Monday or Tuesday because we sold out of the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration. This is Alexa Pure Breeze, also being sold to us at cost of 90-something bucks. We make 30-something bucks to help fund the InfoWar. You cannot beat this for your house, for your family, and you just clean off the filters and put them right back in. Alexa Pure Breeze is now at InfoWarsStore.com for $127. It's a steal at $249. It's at $127. You'll never see the deal again. We'll be right back with Mark Dice. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.